USDA expands eligibility for CFAP. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, the latest update for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program includes expanded eligibility for some commodities. USDA's Stephanie Ho has the story.
USDA is providing additional assistance for certain producers through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program.
What a crazy year we've all been through.
That was Undersecretary Bill Northey, who was talking to journalists about the CFAP changes.
This will include top-up payments for swine from CFAP 1. In CFAP 1, we look to cover in inventory payments. A part of the loss, we're increasing the amount that we're covering there.
The new rules will include assistance for contract growers. Also,
we're adding two additional commodities for CFAP 2 for the sales commodities. This is pullets, so growing birds getting ready to be layers, as well as turf grass sod.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says there are three categories of producers who are potentially affected by these changes.
The new ones, so contract growers, you know, I think if you think about adding in the sales commodities, the pullets and the turf grass, you know, they're going to need to create an application.
Producers also may need to amend their existing applications. For swine producers,
we're pulling the inventory numbers from CFAP 1. Those folks don't need to reapply. Frankly, they don't need to do anything. We have those inventory numbers, and so our local staff there in the Farm Service Agency office and our county committees will make sure that those payments, you know, are made and go to the right folks.
The new sign-up period starts January 19th and runs through February 26th. More information can be found at farmers.gov/CFAP. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.